and see if they can play physical football today.
Let's become great. You know how we do our thing.
Welcome to the Lincoln County Locker Room, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark. Tonight's show is brought to you by Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kix Mix Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Rittberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Now, here's Brian Mays with the Lincoln County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back to Stein Brewing and the Lincoln County Locker Room. This is Brian Mays. We're happy to have you with us. And we kind of have, I don't know, maybe he's a celebrity. I mean, he's traveled the realms of Lincoln County in a lot of different roles. He thinks he's retired, but no, he keeps coming back. And he's back one more time with Northridge. It's Athletic Director Kevin Jarrett. Kevin, thank you for joining us. And first of all, I want to tell you, what a great turnout by the Northridge Nation here. Very good support here tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having us and for letting us talk a little bit about our school and then highlighting the things that, you know, we like with athletics and going on there. We do have a great bunch of parents and kids there that work very hard at promoting athletics and doing the things that we do at high school.
So your second year at Northridge, as we said, you keep trying to retire. So what brings you back? What keeps driving you to want to do this? And it can be a very thankless job, but you keep going with it.
Well, I like watching kids. I like watching how they grow and learn. And we like to have, you know, we talk about doing the right things and being an upstanding person in the community. And we want our kids to learn life lessons. And we think athletics is the greatest way outside the classroom to do that, you know, and maybe the life lessons that they learn in athletics are more than what they get in the classroom. You know, that's the book learning and things, but learning how to win and lose, how to be up and down, how to work with others, how to treat others, when things don't go your way, how to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and say it's time to move on and let's keep going and don't give up. And so we think there's a lot of things that they can learn by that. And I like that. And I want our kids to do that. I want our coaches to be teachers of that. And, you say, well, you're a coach. No, you're a teacher. Every coach is a teacher. They teach the sport. They teach how to win, how to lose, as well as the technical side of the games and types of things like that. And, you know, I tell our parents whenever we have our meetings at the beginning of the year, I want these kids to compete in sports, be good sportsmen, go to college or get a job, do what they like, come back and be a part of our program. We want our Northridge kids to come back and be a part of the program and to be a coach maybe and be involved with that and help us, you know, build on what we have done throughout the year in sports and I guess throughout the years in sport that they're involved in it. So we take that very seriously, and we want our kids to do those things and be a part of our programs.
Well, and you talked about it. It is more than wins and losses, and we're going to talk to the boys' soccer here in a little bit, and they've had a tremendous year.
Yes, they have.
With the wins, but obviously there's been a chemistry that has probably bonded that has led to this success, and I'm sure that's what you're wanting to develop and see, not just in the fall sports, but then sports year-round.
You know, that's the thing. You know, you may be on teams that some of the guys or girls that you're with, maybe you don't have the same kind of feelings about things and stuff, but it's not that. It's how do you work together? How do you put those things aside, and how do you make things work? How do you build on that and become, you know, I've seen kids that didn't like each other very much when they first started playing a sport, and by the time they were done, they were best friends. You know, that happens in high school. That happens in college if you end up going there. There's some guys that you maybe didn't think were, you know, and all of a sudden, they're best man in your wedding or whatever, when those types of things. But, you know, we have a great bunch of seniors on our soccer team, and I think that's a testament to them and their parents and things and the leadership that they show and the support that the parents have given them. Coach Crotcher's done a great job with it, and him and his staff, and they work hard at it. They're out there every day. Tonight they were out there in the cold. They said it was spitting snow tonight, and they were out there and freezing and, you know, wind blowing and trying to kick goals and things. But, you know, they do the things right. They, you know, talk about, again, doing the little things and do the right things, and good things will happen to you.
Participation, how is that going? Because everything halted 2 years ago, and you wondered, you know, is there going to be anticipation and the worrisome and so forth. So it seems overall that participation at the amateur level is starting to increase a little bit? Thoughts on, from where you're seeing it?
Well, I think in general at Northridge, we've been down a little bit in the numbers. And, you know, from what I saw last fall and having just over 50% of our kids participating, we've had an increase this fall in numbers. You know, we've started a girls soccer team, some more numbers there on that. We have the co-ed. There's some girls who are still playing on our quote boys team. It's a co-ed team with, you know, that. And we're happy that kids are out. We want to, my goal is, and I've talked to our coaches, we've got to get out and recruit our halls. We've got to recruit to lower levels. We've got to work with the coaches at the Northridge Youth Association. Get our kids down there, because you know, every little kid that I've ever seen idolize the high school players in whatever sport it is. If they go and watch them, you know, in volleyball, in soccer, in football, and you know, the track runners and cross country that we're having good seasons in this year also, you know, with kids. And, you know, we competed very well in the LCL this past weekend with, you know, some first, second, and honorable mention places on that. So, you know, we're working to increase that. And my goal was that there, and I've told our coaches, we got to do this. We want to get 7 out of 10 kids walking down the halls, and, you know, we want them involved in something in athletics instead of 1 out of every 2 that we walk down the hall and see.
With that, and I've talked about this with some other ADs, you know, I sometimes get concerned with the length of sport to sport. They've expanded the playoffs in football. Basketball has expanded the regular season. Is that a concern, or when you're trying to get it going, and you mentioned introducing a new sport, is it more of just getting that participation and the coaches will work it out when it blends into one of the other seasons?
Yeah, you know, we've had some crossover athletes, we'll call it, in the same season, which makes it hard sometimes. You know, volleyball and soccer kind of deals are a little bit tougher. You know, we've had some football soccer kids, which is a little different situation. We've had some cross country soccer kids that have done some things, and it is one of the coaches, and they do work very well with that. And we have to share kids. You know, we don't have a ton of numbers right now there, and so we end up, you know, working together on that. Each coach gets together and talks about, and you know, what they do, and kids, we want to give them opportunities. But sometimes it's a life lesson too. You have to understand that you can't do everything sometimes, and you have to make those hard decisions, even though you love volleyball and soccer, maybe we'll say, and you can't do both of those all of the time, because you know, one gets cheated from the other, or you know, you can't be there all the time. And how does that affect? And again, it's ultimately our team is what we're working for. You know, we're team members. Yeah, we're individuals and we want to do well, but we got to think about the team too. And so our coaches have done a pretty good job at that, I think, of working with all each other and making sure that we can try to give them opportunities to do those things, especially this year with the addition of the girls soccer. We have some crossovers on that.
And I guess, and I like that fact and what you brought up, but I was listening and watching an NFL game yesterday, and they talked about how wrestling can help football and how baseball can help basketball sometimes. So I really hope that players, both male and female, don't have to make that decision until maybe, I'm just going to say maybe junior year or something like that, where at least the first couple of years they really get to see what they enjoy and what they're good at.
Sure. And that, you know, and we encourage that, and we want those kids to do that, but we give them the reality of it too, that you have to understand that this may not work out very well for you with schedules. And you know, and we don't look at our schedules and say, oh, we can't do this because we're going to have this game that day or that. You know, we do what's best for each individual sport in our schedules and where they go and those types of things. So you know, we try to encourage our younger kids to get out and try everything. Do that. We want you, you know, go to the music part, go to the band, go to the, you know, do a lot of things. Get an idea of what you want to do. And once you decide what you want to do, start focusing on that part. And we encourage kids to do more than one sport. And, you know, it's proven in fact. And, you know, I was at a conference today with the Central Ohio Athletic Directors, and, you know, we teach and preach the life lessons that you learn from those things, because you know, 90% of those kids aren't going to play college sports. So what do they need? They need something in life to be able to use, and how do you use that, and what do you learn from sports to do that?
So we know what's coming, especially for the western part of the county. The growth is going to be here way sooner than it is later. It's tough to gauge and judge, but you know, here it comes. So What preparations or what can you do at this point knowing that this tidal wave is coming?
Well, I think we're doing part of that right now. We're looking at some of our facilities, and we've created a master plan through the Northridge Board of Education that they've had us do some things. And I got to sit on that committee, and we've presented some options of what we'd like our district to look like with facilities and things. And then right now it's at a stage of we've raised some money through our booster groups that to look at a football track, soccer facility with stands, bleachers, and turf field and those types of things. And we're looking at the cost of what it might be, because with the supply chain and with the inflation and with this being 2 years ago or better that we started looking at those things, things have increased. So we're not sure of what the cost is going to be. We want to get started on some things. We're looking at what we can do. I won't say piecemeal, but we've got to look at what sections and things can we do to use the money that people have given us and to make it work for us and to try to build to have an attractive facility for people when they come and look at your school. Because it doesn't matter what your elementary looks like, and it doesn't matter what your middle school looks like. Your high school is what people look at when they come and go by or come to an athletic event, and they say, oh, this is a great place. What a nice little school. What a nice, you know, in Northridge's instance, there's not a town. You know, they're kind of, we preach and I talk about that Northridge athletics and the school is our community. That's what we get behind and what we support, because we don't have a little town to go to like, you know, Utica or Johnstown or Newark or any of that. So we're our own town in itself. We talk about, and you know, we have to support each other in that and get out to games and to support, you know, our teams and coaches and those types of things. And that's what we're looking at. How that's going to increase, who knows? You know, it's going to increase, we think. There's going to be numbers come. You know, Johnstown's going to have to get ready for it. It's going to hit them a lot faster, I think, than it does us. But we're talking about that in administration with the superintendent and the treasurer, and they're looking at some numbers and getting some people to figure, you know, what numbers might be coming down the road. At this point, I'm not sure what that is. I haven't been involved in that to find out.
Well, anybody who says they know, they don't know. Let's be honest. Do you think this will strengthen the LCL? Because, you know, you've got this differential between some big schools and some small schools. Will this, because it's had an interesting history of trying to stay together. And when I was here way back in the late 70s, you had a little bit more similarities across schools. Now they're starting to be different. Will the growth in the county, you think, strengthen the LCL overall?
Yeah, I think that it'll help with some of the schools. I think it may push some schools to be double, you know, looking at some of that stuff with, you know, Johnstown and Licking Heights, that their numbers and where they are and if their people will still be coming there and, you know, the school size and how many are in there. But I think that it will help, you know, Northridge especially with more numbers and more availability and trying to get kids out and sports and opportunities and offerings. And, you know, I think we offer a pretty good education right now, first class in my opinion. We have great teachers there that do the right things and that, you know, are concerned about the kids and work well with the kids and try to get them to make sure that they're prepared in the classroom for whatever they want to do, whether it's the workforce or whether it's the military or whether it's the college route. And, you know, we've had some, I just saw where a couple of our girls that graduated this just here recently that were 4 years ago graduated, and they just got their nursing degree from the school. And so that's great things. And they both finished cum laude.
Wow.
So, you know, that's a testament to what we do at the school and how things are going there. And I think with, you know, getting more numbers in there and increasing our numbers a little bit, it'll help athletically.
So any type of vision that you can see if we had this conversation 3 years from now in regards to amateur athletics, does it stay amateur? Is there the concern of NIL? Because it was voted down. It's going to be back if we had this conversation 3 years from now. Where do you see this ball rolling at this point? Or is that just too much of a loaded question?
No, I think you know the answer to it as well as I do. We seem to emulate what happens at the college level sooner or later, you know, with the rules that they have in the sports, with the you know, the institutions they have and the offerings that they have at the schools as far as the academic part of it. And, you know, I think the NIL is going to be something that comes down that is, you have those, you know, you already hear about 8th graders and 9th graders being talked to by colleges and verbal offers. You know, how they do that, I don't know, or how they know that, but I've heard those stories, and you, that's going to come down the road. And there are going to be some parents that want to try to take advantage of that thing, but, you know, we've talked about that at some of our AD meetings, and some of the Ohio ADs and the Central Ohio ADs, as what we've had speakers come in and talk about that, and there's different podcasts and things on it out there, and different people that they'll offer for it. It's coming. Need to be careful about what you sign your life away for, because once you do, it's done.
Yep.
And that's the thing that I don't think a lot of parents think about, that once they sign that contract, they're theirs for the rest of their life, is what it's most of the contracts that I've heard of do, and they stay that way. So I don't know if that'll change any or how or what. I can't predict that. But, yeah, I think the NIL will be coming down the road towards high school sooner than later.
One of the scariest things I ever saw were college athletes signing those first contracts with professionals and not being able to answer any questions of what they signed. It was all to the agent or all to the attorney. And I'm like, it's nice to have someone take care of you, but if you don't know what your John Hancock is signing, that's scary stuff.
It is. And that's, and again, I think people see the dollar sign.
Sure.
And that clouds your vision a lot of times, because it's, and a lot of times it's with athletes that haven't had a whole lot for the most part, or have had a whole lot, but they think that now I'm on my own and I can do that, and as long as my parents sign. So, you know, it's something you got to be careful with. You need to look at, you need to study a little bit, you need to get information, you need to do your homework on that, I think. And as athletic directors, we got to decide where that is, and we have to try to educate our parents and our athletes about those possibilities.
Kevin, we appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Licking County Locker Room, and best of luck to you and Northridge in the future.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having us here to talk about our school. Thank you. You guys do a great job.
Appreciate it. We'll be back and talk some soccer after this timeout on the Licking County Locker Room, live from the Stein Brewing Company here on Tate 98.7.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I got to tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
What's your plan for lunch? Join Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark and enjoy their selection of burgers, sandwiches, and salads. Stop by for lunch or go online to steinbrewco.com and order ahead for pickup. Businesses on the square in downtown Newark can take advantage of free delivery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark, where you can be your own bartender. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring 33 craft beers and 3 craft sodas on tap. Stein BrewCO.com.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kicks Mix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident Books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you can search two floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kicks Mix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Now's the time to order varsity jackets. The earlier, the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been varsity jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street, Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Licking Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment, all shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kicks Mix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident Books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you can search two floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kicks Mix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I got to tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
You're listening to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on K98.7.
And it's time to talk some North Ridge soccer. And we're happy to be joined by Coach Kevin Krotzer and also Zach Holder, a senior. Coach, let's start with you. It's been a great season. Just wrapped up Saturday with a huge win over Lakewood, 12-0. Let's just talk about what type of season it's been for you and the guys.
It's been a great season. The most wins we've ever had. Like you said, we finished 12-3, third in the LCO, which is the highest we've ever finished. Had some great wins against Watkins, who we beat for the very first time, and beat Johnstown, arch rivals, of course, for the first time since 2012. So,
well, and Zach, you got the game-winning goal against Watkins to give your group that first victory. Tell me what that had to feel like.
It was really nice. Everybody contributed to the win. It wasn't just me. I just happened to be there at the end of the play. Our other senior starting center back, he had the throw in, gave me the assist, and couldn't have done it without all the center backs not allowing more than one goal that game.
To get that proverbial monkey off your back, or to beat a program for the first time, though, to take that away as a senior, that's got to be something pretty special.
Yeah, it was really special. We've never beat them before, so it really gave us good momentum going to the games forward.
And then you mentioned the win over Johnstown. That was 2-0, a hard-fought game to beat them, I think, for the first time since 2012. So that's another, you know, huge, I think, lift going forward, just not for the remainder of this season, but moving on to the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about getting that signature win for really the last 2 years. We've been so close. I mean, losing to Watkins last year, 1-0, Heights 1-0. So to kind of take that next step, the kids to step up and kind of take us to that next level, I think the team's confident, and we got a lot of momentum running into the tournaments.
So I'm going to ask both of you guys this question, going back to getting ready for the start of this year. Coach, we'll start with you. The expectations that you had for this program and what you were looking for coming into this year, have they met them? Have they exceeded them? Or did you think you'd be at this spot with the 12 victories?
To be honest, we probably exceeded them a little bit. Had 9 seniors coming back, so I knew we were going to have a good team. Unfortunately, 2 of our seniors got injured pretty early in the season, so we had some younger kids who really stepped up, and without them, we wouldn't have taken that next step.
All right, so as a senior, you're coming in. What were your thoughts going into this year and what you were thinking with the rest of you and the upperclassmen?
Yeah, I agree. We had a lot of senior. We had a big senior class last year that left us, so we had some big shoes to fill for the upcoming underclassmen, and we had a lot of people who stepped up and really made big roles in our team the later the season went.
As a leader on this team and within the program, what do you try to show to the younger guys that will take your spot eventually?
I just try to let them know that it's okay to make mistakes and that to be confident in everything. And if one play doesn't go your way, then you're still right there the next one. Then you just got to get better the next play.
You can say this in every sport. One or two plays can make the difference. But when you're in tight soccer matches and it's usually 0-0 and it's one penalty kick or something to that nature and it can really turn things around, how do you, again, this is probably for both of you, we'll start with Zach. How do you stay mentally focused in a game knowing that just one play can really change the match?
Yeah, you just got to stay locked into the moment. You just got to forget about all the outside forces around you. And you know your teammates have your back. So if with all that, you can just lock in and just have everyone around you. You just got to be there in the moment.
Coach, and I think it's different for this type of philosophy with a coach because you're on the sidelines. You don't really get to go out and speak to the team. You talk to them at halftime, maybe if there's an injury. But you really are kind of going out there, and they have to run the game plan that started before kick.
Right. And it starts at the beginning of the week to have those conversations with the kids. Also, being in shape, being conditioned, because a lot of those fouls are because you're tired. And, you know, so we worked extra hard on being conditioned and ready for the moment to take away any of those mistakes happening.
We talked about your game-winning goal against Watkins. You also had a school record, 5 assists against Lakewood. So which do you enjoy more, getting it into the net or setting somebody up to get it into the net?
You know, I probably enjoyed the game-winning goal against Watkins more because it just means more to our community and everyone around and to our program because it was just such a big win to get that. And I had my teammates the whole way with me, so it was just a great feeling.
Have you played soccer since an early age in the youth groups and things like that?
Yeah, I've been playing soccer since I pretty much could in the beginning, and I've been playing with most of our teammates. We're on my first team since, too, so it's been an amazing journey going with them.
What kept you involved with it? Because there are a lot of kids that play soccer, again, at a very young age. And then I don't know if it's just the commitment that kind of gets them away from it, but what kept you involved with it?
I just love, like, the family aspect of it. Like, when you're growing up with a team, like, you know they have your back always. And my dad, he always was there with me. He was my coach always growing up, and it was just great making memories with him and just having fun. It was just the most enjoyable part of the game.
So the tournament starts this Wednesday. You get to host Liberty Union. I know you're going to have a great turnout for that. We've just seen it tonight here at Stein Brewing Company, the turnout for you guys here. Obviously, you look for a win in tournament play starting on Wednesday, but what do you want this team to be focused on a couple days from now?
Just to be mentally prepared. Last year, we were the higher seed and kind of took it for granted, and the team came in, outplayed us, and beat us. So getting them focused, we ended at number 3 seed, highest we've ever been, or number 5, excuse me, highest we've ever been. But making sure they're focused, they're ready. The good thing about the LCL, we're the only Division III team, so we're that underdog every time. So I don't want all this success to go to their head. I want to keep that underdog mentality. So we've been talking about that, you know, the last week or so about being focused, being ready, and hungry to go get it. So,
all right. So is it sinking in, the underdog, Zach?
Yeah, we hope to make a deep run. We've always been an underdog from the very start of my freshman year. Everybody against the big teams in the league, we never thought we were going to win. It was always that we had to come from behind and hopefully get the win.
Okay, so I'm going to, not to be contradictory here, but you want the underdog level, but the success you had, you want to have that confidence too, like we are the better team, and if we go out and execute, we are going to win this match.
Which, you know, going in, we are the better team, but if you still are motivated, outplay the other team, out-hustle, win every ball, I mean, that's just going to make our success that much better. So just keeping that mindset, I think, is important. So
Some of your games, though, I mean, just the amount of goals that you guys have scored, what has led to sometimes the offensive attack in some of these matches?
It's just everyone working as a team. You know, we have our – it's usually it starts from the defense. So they win the ball. They've let in barely any goals this season. We start the counterattack and just – we all move up as a team. We work so well together, and we find passes and just work around everybody on the field, and we just can get it up there so quick, and nobody can score on our defense. It's just we just have to put it in the net at the end of the day.
Now, an old guy like me hates this weather change because I'm not ready for it. You guys are a lot younger. I'm sure you're ready for the coldness that's going to be here, if that is such a word. But is there any concern about the weather moving forward in tournament play?
There's not much concern. We just have to adjust because the other team's also going to be dealing with the weather, so it's not much of an excuse we can make. We just have to get used to it and play through it.
How do you stay warm on the sidelines, man?
I've learned over the years to really bundle up.
Yeah, because there are going to be some rainy ones, some windy ones, and you mentioned coming over here some flurries as well. So,
yep.
All right, last question before I let you guys go. Just again, what the focus is for this team, because you don't want the season to end on Wednesday. You want to make a deep run. So is it just you guys are grasping every minute of this match and knowing if we don't play well, that is it for me?
Yeah, so if we lose, it'll be my last game season, and all the seniors, which he said we have a large group of seniors, which obviously we don't want. So we know we have to show up, so hopefully we can bring the energy and just show up and get the win.
And, Coach, sometimes folks worry about scouting a lot for postseason play. This part in the tournament, is it about what you guys do more than the opponent, or is it a mixture of the two?
Yeah, like I told the kids today, we're our own worst enemies. So if we don't show up, which happened last year, we'll lose. So if we come out, we play our game, don't play down to the opponent, just do what we do, we'll be fine.
Guys, congratulations. Record-setting season. Outstanding job all year long. Best of luck in the tournament. We're rooting for you.
Thank you.
All right, we will wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room Live from Stein Brewing Company after our final timeout here on Kate 98.7.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com. Now's the time to order Varsity Jackets. The earlier the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street, Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Licking Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment. All shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
What's your plan for lunch? Join Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark and enjoy their selection of burgers, sandwiches, and salads. Stop by for lunch or go online to steinbrewco.com and order ahead for pickup. Businesses on the square in downtown Newark can take advantage of free delivery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark, where you can be your own bartender. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring 33 craft beers and 3 craft sodas on tap. Stein Brew CO.com.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com.
The leaves are starting to change and so will the weather. Do you need to get your furnace ready for colder temperatures? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. Your furnace should be able to keep you comfortable without costing you a small fortune. Don't let the chill raise your energy bill. If your furnace can't cut it, we can get you a better and more efficient heating system. Together with York, we can keep your family warm all winter long. Call 740-763-3961, or one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Newark is Madison Collins Stevens. Get a quote at 740-345-2000 or visit mcsinsurance.com.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We're back talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7.
And our top six Licking County lead poll for the football teams after week number eight. Number six is Licking Valley. Heath comes in at number four. The Licking Heights Hornets are ranked fourth. The Granville Blue Aces, after their win over Licking Valley, they are at number three. The Green Wave of Newark Catholic, number two. And Watkins Memorial remains in the number one spot as we get ready for, I said week eight, it's week nine. So the final week of the regular season is coming up this Friday. We will see who will end number one in the poll after the regular season comes to an end Friday. Some big matchups we've got, including Watkins at Granville, Valley at Heights, Utica, Lakewood, Heath at Johnstown, and our ball game Friday night from Whitefield. Newark Catholic looking to capture the league championship, entertaining the Vikings of Northridge on the air at 6:56. That'll do it here from the Stein Brewing Company. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Brian Mays. We'll talk to you Friday night from Whitefield.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kicks Mix Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Ritburger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Join us next Monday night at 6 for the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.